Yeah, what in tarnation are we going to do about them play actors?
Yeah, shucks, don't see no need to do nothing.
Well, it ain't right. That's all I got to say.
What ain't right?
Why, them pointing the finger of scorn at decent citizens.
Didn't know they was.
Well, you did, too. You was in here when Mayor Schultz and Eiheimer come in and wanted to have them thrown out of the jail.
Well, Dag Nabbit, yeah. He didn't have them thrown out, did he?
The idea of that actress pointing at Mayor Schultz and Eiheimer saying he murdered her child.
Probably just having one of these temperamental fits. Actresses have them, they tell me.
Yeah, it wasn't right any way you look at it.
Well, maybe not, but
and,
then...
And him the mayor of Corn Center, too.
Shucks, Zeb, that, as I see it, that's the one redeeming feature about it.
How in thunder do you figure any redeeming feature in that?
Well, I tell you, if that actress had singled out somebody that didn't count for much, Mrs. Snyder's husband, for instance...
That's just crazy one way or another.
No, it ain't neither. Now, as I say, if she'd singled out some poor weak feller... Why, then I'd say there wasn't nothing good about it.
Why, you old fool, tell me what in tarnation good is about singling out the mayor.
Tell you right now, Eb, a woman that would do that, she's got to have a lot of moral courage.
Well, of all the dead blame fool ideas you ever had, that's about the worst.
Well, you have to admit, Zeb, it ain't easy to accuse a man like Mayor Schultzenheimer of a crime like that.
Well, I don't see it takes so much courage.
You have to admit, but when it comes to the big fellers, there's a lot of congressmen, even, that just ain't got the nerve to do it.
Say, listen here. You ain't crazy enough to think Mayor Schultzenheimer actually committed this crime, are you?
Of course not, but you have to admit the principle is the same.
Well, you ask me, I don't think she's any better than she ought to be, or she wouldn't go around saying such things now.
Well, shucks, Zeb, ain't nothing we can do about it, so let's forget all about it, shucks.
Well, that comedy fella Jeff Barker, he didn't have to plague the leading citizen of Corn City, neither.
I kind of agree with you there, though, Zeb.
The idea of throwing the mayor's necktie in the ash can.
You didn't have no business jerking off the mayor's neck in the first place.
No, sir. It's no way.
Isn't it salubrious weather we're having?
How's that? I didn't quite catch that.
I said, aren't we having most salubrious weather?
Don't know. I never drink nothing myself.
No. I mean, the weather is most invigorating.
It is, eh?
Oh, very. You know, on days like this, I feel like a bird.
Well, how in tarnation does a bird feel, anyhow?
I feel as though I could just flap my hands and fly.
Zeg Nabbit, Zeb, I guess them play actors ain't the only crazy people around here.
Oh, come now. Haven't you ever wished you could flit from limb to limb like a robin?
See what I told you, Zeb?
It does look that way.
Guess the whole dad-darn world's gone crazy, but me and you.
Looks as if you might be right, Deb.
A good deal of the time, I think maybe you're a little crazy yourself.
Yeah. Oh, come now. You don't think that I am crazy.
Oh, shucks. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see you sitting on a limb singing.
Oh, come now. I was simply speaking in metaphor.
Sounded like plain English to me.
Oh, it was, but it was also in metaphor.
It ain't the language I object to. It's the crazy way you put the words together.
Oh, no, I give up.
Oh, shucks, Eb. Don't think you know what he means with that word, metaphor.
No, and I'll be dead darned if I think you do neither.
Of course you do.
Well, then what does it mean?
Well, now, you know. The fresh official weight says he wants to fly like a bird.
And I say the man's crazy.
But he really don't mean that at all.
Then what in tarnation does he mean?
Why, old fool, that's where the metaphor comes in. You gotta figure out what he meant her for.
Oh.
Well, maybe you know what you're talking about, but I don't think I know.
Well, ain't I right to first this way?
No, certainly not. Roughly speaking, perhaps you are.
And come to think of it, I'll bet that's what that actress woman meant when she said that what she did to Mayor Schultzenheimer.
Well, if Professor Thistlewaite talks the same language she does, maybe he can tell us what in tarnation she meant.
To what are you referring, Peter?
you see, sunshine, frog in the throat this morning. There. Mayor Schultzenheimer come in here and was right put out, you see, because one of the gals of the show pointed her finger at him and yelled, "There goes the man that murdered my child." Just like that. "There goes the man that murdered my child."
Ain't that the dad blamest thing you ever heard of?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what do you make of it?
Why, the solution is easy. You see, I had the good fortune to read the play, which your Mr. Barney Duke is preparing to present to the public.
Well, what in thunder has that got to do with it?
Why, it has everything to do with it. I happen to remember the lines distinctly. She was merely rehearsing her part.
Oh, she was?
Shucks. Oh, I knew that all the time.
Yes, as I remember it, the speech in full goes like this. You ask me why I am bitter when once thousands of my father's sheep grazed on yon pasture only to be stolen and driven away by yon knave? Gentlemen of the jury, there goes the man who murdered my child.
Can't make head nor tails of it.
Oh, it's a trifle overdrawn, perhaps, but then I suppose for stage purposes it's quite a good speech.
Well, there's one thing you'll never get me to believe.
Well, what's that?
You'll never get me to believe that Mayor Schultzenheimer would steal sheep.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I ain't been in the store business all these years for nothing, and don't forget that.
Well, now, what has that to do with it?
Well, it's just this. I happen to know Mayor Schultzenheimer don't like mutton.
She didn't accuse Mayor Schultzenheimer of stealing sheep.
Then why did she point at him with her finger?
Mm-hmm. I tell you, she was rehearsing her part. She didn't even know he was there.
Maybe it was this feller Homer stole the sheep.
That's right. Hey, the hoist thought the mayor was Homer or Homer or something. Now we're getting somebody by hokey.
What in the world are you two talking about?
I guess we're talking about a feller by the name of Homer.
Oh, by who?
Well, we don't know. Just Homer or Homer or something.
He appears to be in the show. Anyway, that Swedish gal ahead of hoist knows him.
Oh, don't be absurd. There isn't any such person.
What? He ain't, huh? Well, then why was this actress, Heather Hoyt, offer to run off with him on a picnic?
Yes.
Why
is that?
I don't think she did any such thing.
I tell you, she did. Said all she wanted was a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and him.
Well, shucks, Ed. Now, wait a minute. I kind of agree with that situation. That don't exactly sound like Heather Hoyt now.
Don't, huh?
No.
Well, why in tarnation don't? Answer me that.
Why, Ed, you know darn well that Swedish girl wouldn't be satisfied just to take some bread and wine in a picnic. She'd be sure to take along some mackerel, things like that.
Then what in thunder do you make of it?
Well, it's very simple. Miss Hoyt was rehearsing also. In her part as the wild woman, she quotes freely from Omar Khayyam.
Who?
Omar Khayyam. Mayor Schultzenheimer thought she said Omer or Homer, when in truth she must have said Omar.
Well,
What did you say his other name was?
Khayyam.
What does the Khayyam stand for?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all there is to it. It's just Khayyam.
Bet she just got his name out of the telephone book.
Oh, dear.
What makes you think that there? But it's a funny name, I know. But
well,
what?
They put his initials on in back, like in the telephone book, don't they? Omar K.M. See there?
Oh, no. Oh, it's no use. Absolutely.
Well,
no,
I guess the telephone book's as good a place to find a name as any of that.
Yeah. That's been trouble. You can always get any kind of a name you want.
Well, he didn't have a telephone.
What do you mean he didn't have a telephone? Oh, he's a newcomer to town, eh?
Yes. No. He lived 2,000 years ago.
What?
I said Omar Khayyam lived 2,000 years ago. But in the play, Miss Hoyt refers specifically to his works.
He does, huh?
He does what?
He works.
No, I mean books.
Well, my entire nation, didn't you say so in the first place?
Don't let that old fool make you nervous, Professor Thistlewaite. Go on with your yarn.
But
go on.
The speech which so perturbed Mayor Schultzenheimer is the one made by the wild woman to Hermit the Herman.
Oh, yes, sir. You mean Herman the Hermit in the play you're telling about. Which shucks, he's getting plain as day.
Now, let me recall. Let me gather myself together here. And I recall the speech that went something like this. Come, Herman, my love. Let us away to yon greenwood tree, and there, with a loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and thou. It will be glorious, Herman. Just we two and Omar Khayyam.
Oh, shucks, it's one of them triangle
things. No use.
Well, say, wait a minute, Professor. Finish your story.
Shucks, Professor seemed to be in a hurry, didn't he?
Yeah, he just cut it off all at once.
Kind of hard to make him understand things sometimes, isn't it?
Not as hard as it is to make you understand there's some work to be did around here. I'll answer it, and then we'll get to work. Been wasting too dang much time. Hello? Who? What's that? Shucks, you don't believe it. It just don't make sense. Well, I said I'd have to talk to my partner before I can do anything. Yes, I'll call you later. Goodbye.
What's the matter now, Zeb? Quit that there shaking.
Oh, dadnabbit, we're sunk.
What do you mean?
Hector Smith won't leave the jail. Says he demands complete vindication.